There are very few places you can get Logan Paul, Paris Hilton, Michelle Obama, Kai Ghost, Shawn Mendes, and Lizzo all in one little area.
Let's go home.
Episode 89, take one.
Is it episode 89?
Yes.
Should we? I feel like we should be doing something for episode 100, right?
Probably.
Like we should be, guys, please let us know what we can do
for 100. In the comments right now. Right. Maybe just what we could do for our 100th episode that is speshy-weshy to all of the OG Tillies, the new Tillies, and the midterm Tillies.
And the midterm Tillies.
Yeah.
Nothing like a good old midterm
Tilly. Midterm Tilly. Yeah. What they're called. Stop, drop, roll, rate the pod immediately with all the nice things because sometimes people are mean to us and we want to be able to cancel those out with all the nice things.
I actually just don't read the podcast reviews.
I do, and I take them personally.
I know. I feel like the other day you were like, yeah, people don't really like when like you do this. And I was like, didn't even see the comment.
Okay.
Ignorance is bliss.
But you say that, but then you won't read any of them until the day you find time.
And until
then
I read all of them.
74,000 comments. Yeah. And you're like.
I mostly just read the YouTube ones. I totally forget that there's another place where someone could hypothetically say something mean about me.
And those kind of stick there forever.
Yeah.
Like the new episode ones are like, they're kind of like come and go. Those are the more like perpetual.
Those ones stay forever. You're right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep not reading those. You know what? You know what I'll do is I'll have you read them and then you just tell me about the nice and funny ones.
Totally. I would love for just more people to just go over and just smash things on Spotify so we can look cooler there.
On Spotify?
At Spotify.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe even, good. You know.
Podbean.
Podbean we're banging on. Stop, drop, roll, continue rolling until you've rated. And then welcome back to episode 89.
Today, Wild Till 9.
We're going to talk about the Miami Mumps, the Florida Flu.
That's what I've been calling
Michelle
it.
Michelle Obama.
Lizzo Wizzo. Jeremy has basically just rejoined us on planet Earth after getting back from Miami. We maybe talked twice.
I wanted to save all of it for the pod. You tried to like make me condense some things when I was sleepy.
Well, like I just didn't know if there's going to be anything that was like NSFW or like not suitable for pod, which is like not that many things. It's really not. Like I want to be clear. It's definitely a few things.
It's more of a contractual obligation.
Yeah. NSFP.
Not safe suitable. For pod.
Yeah. Not safe for pod.
Yeah.
NSFP.
More like not safe for career.
NSFP.
NSFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not safe for career.
Not safe for career.
There's only a few of those. And most of them are more, you know, not actually as exciting as one might think. Some very exciting.
Right. And but so you'll just have to use your imagination.
We'll just toe the line.
Yeah. We'll toe the line.
Did you miss me?
Yes.
Are you used to missing me at this point? Because I feel like I've been gone every other weekend for like 2 months now.
I'm used to not knowing how to turn the lights off in our bedroom. And so I just sleep with a little bit of light from these like tube lights that we have in both corners that normally can like be fun colors and be like cool different levels.
I should leave them on something ugly, just brown.
I mean, if you just left, I mean, they were like an orangey yellow.
Amber.
So like it wasn't like,
amber.
It basically was amber.
A warm amber.
Yeah.
Great for night vision.
And it was great for night vision because I slept with them on the entire weekend.
The electricity bill, if I was not here, would just be whatever it would be if every light in our house was on always.
Well, good thing we have solar. I also just leave the TV on for the entire weekend because sometimes our TV does this thing where it glitches and won't, it gets like stuck on this weird setting where Jeremy has to like go and like actually fiddle with something behind the TV, something to which I do not know how to do. And so I don't want to risk that. So I just leave the TV on the whole time because one time you left, it happened. And then I had to watch TV on my laptop the entire weekend, which is fine. You know, it's a first world problem, but like.
It's weird when friends come over.
What?
Hey, let's all huddle around this laptop, despite there being an 85-inch
I'm not kidding.
Right there.
Me and I watched a whole episode of, I forget what it was. We watched a whole maybe movie on my laptop in between us, which again, is fine. Me and I are down for a little cuddle sesh.
Honestly, someone would buy that.
100% someone
What if
would
you
buy
just
that.
Sold a live stream of you guys watching TV? Would you be more excited if a lot of people wanted to watch it? Or would you be more upset if nobody wanted to watch it?
You know what? I think it would depend on the check size that I was getting. That would dictate my excitement levels.
At a sheer just like ego.
Uh-huh.
If a lot of people were excited to watch it versus not really anybody interested in watching.
I mean, I think science says that ego would be attached to more people wanting to watch you.
I think you'd actually be more upset that people didn't want to watch. I think you're more risk averse, you're more loss averse than you are like upside interested.
Yes.
People are more worried about not losing something than they are gaining something.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, every time.
100%. But yeah, while you were gone, I had an action-packed weekend. I was the most social butterfly.
Go on.
What did I do?
I thought I was social. That's great.
Social? You were social. You were the most social, 100%. To the point where you barely slept. We barely talked. But I also was social. I had had a few hangs with friends. I went to the Rose Bowl flea market, which is like the once a month vintage thing at like a stadium.
I missed out.
You went with me once and it'll never happen again. It's not enjoyable for either of us.
But I appreciate that you've stopped asking.
Oh yeah. There's just,
there was
no
a while
there
where you were really excited about that.
Yeah. Just when you don't want to be somewhere, you are the most miserable version of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't love you. I do. But I don't want to hang out with that version.
Perfect. I love that arrangement.
Yeah. And you have set yourself up for quite the success by strategically being the most miserable version of yourself. Like
being a general line at the airport version of Jeremy.
It's the same version. Totally. It's the same version.
Yeah. The best part about being an adult is that I don't have to do some things anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't like being told that I have to do those things when I'm an adult.
Right. It's like eating tomatoes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, but remember like when your mom was like, clear your plate, starving children in Africa.
Yeah. The only thing that I really did like hold strong against my parents, because like they were like, you have to eat this, or like we're not cooking alternative dinner. The only thing that I really, really held strong, like even like fish, like you know how much I don't like fish. Like I would just plug my nose and try and get some of it down. And like stew, didn't like stew, meatloaf, didn't like, I would like, you know, I
name one person that likes meatloaf as a child.
Literally one of Mia's favorite foods is meatloaf. Maybe not favorite foods, but she raves about meatloaf.
Meatloaf?
Yeah.
Like things that should not be in loaf form.
Meat, literally. It's basically like you know how you just feel kind of questionable and like sketchy about a hot dog, like mystery meat?
No.
That's how I feel about meatloaf.
I thoroughly enjoy a good piece of street meat.
You know what? So do I.
Meatloaf? No.
No good. No good.
So I just want to know like who was like at a certain point in time.
Let's put this in a loaf.
And then their kids, I know for a fact, didn't enjoy it when they were children.
No, there's no chance.
And then when you turn 45 and you're just like, let's make meatloaf.
Exactly. So I wasn't there for the meatloaf. The one thing that I did hold strong against though was milk.
That's a fun way to say that word.
Milk? Milk.
Milk. Milk.
Milk.
Yeah, first one was milk.
That's Zane. Zane says milk.
First one was milk. We can roll it back if you need to. I have milk. Proof.
Milk. Anyways, that was the only one that I really held strong against. Like, I'm just not drinking that.
And?
I'm just not drinking it. And here I am, lactose intolerant now.
Right, but okay. But at the time, were you successful?
At what?
Evading milk?
Yes.
Oh, someone bought some Wild Till 9 merch. Look at that.
Do you still get notifications for that?
Always.
I didn't realize that we had Wild Till 9 merch going up anymore.
Well, somebody did and they bought it. Actually, there have been four things bought in the last 24 hours.
You know what my,
look at us.
One of my most requested things to bring
five
back
things.
Is the Wild Till 9 blanket.
Run it back.
I think we prep for another run of the Wild Till 9 blanket for like late summer, early fall.
But new colors.
I love the black though.
Something new.
But the black.
Okay, fine. But I think we should get something new.
I mean, yeah, we're going to do, oh my God, I have the, not to like promo the Lord AI merch, but oh my fucking God, my next drop is so cute.
Okay.
I have to put creative energy into like one thing at a time. You know what I mean? Like it's going to make two mediocre lines if I do them at the same time.
I feel like you're on grind mode right now.
I'm on grind mode right
What's
now.
What's the impetus for grind mode?
What do you mean?
Why are you so grindy?
Why am I so grindy right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I took a couple months off where I was like anti-grind.
Okay.
Anti-grind more in the sense that like I was feeling resentful towards some portions of my job.
Okay.
And I am
normal.
Which is totally normal. And it's,
I
feel like
cycles.
It's healthy to like go through a little love-hate relationship with different parts of your job. And I feel like I came out of that. I really didn't address it. It just like one day I woke up and I was like, I feel like getting a little grindy.
Okay.
Getting a little grindy mode on.
I get it.
I sat hunched over the last couple of days. I've spent hours setting up my fucking Discord server, feeling like the biggest nerd in the world. Today, I watched probably 2 hours of YouTube videos on how to set up different bots for my server. Bots. I'm learning how to do auto bans, block, ban, and delete with warning messages to users who type bad words through a bot.
I gotta be honest, I don't know how to do any of that.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Any of it.
And so I've been nerding out hard. My posture is absolutely atrocious. I'm hunched over my computer. I think you were asleep for this, but I have this like head massager that just wraps around your head really tensely.
Does it vibrate?
No, it's less of a vibrate and it's more of like—
Oh, that was the other toy. Got it.
It's more of like a tense and then detense, untense.
Pressure?
It's like a pressure thing.
Like a pressure cooker for your head.
Yeah. A pressure cooker for your head, exactly. And so like it pressures and then it unpressures and it pressures and unpressures and it has like little massagey things in it. Anyways, I was watching TV last night while you were asleep. Jeremy, I'm not kidding, has probably logged about 48 hours of sleep in the last 3 days.
Which is good because I logged about 4 hours of the 4 days before it.
It's called balance, baby.
Sleep deficit. We just filled that fucker right out up.
Like, Jeremy came home and thought that he was dying. Like, he thought that— we finally thought you got COVID.
Couldn't get me.
Couldn't get you.
Couldn't get me.
Could not get you.
I tried.
Oh my God.
I tried.
So you tried so hard.
I've been trying.
2.5 years.
Zero mask in Florida.
Evading.
Florida, they don't exist in— in fact, you can't go into the restaurant.
What do you mean? Florida didn't have COVID.
No. If you go into a restaurant, they're like, certain no masks. Take it off. Breathe on that. Okay.
So Jeremy got home, thought that he was dying. And
I felt like I was dying.
Felt like you were dying. And yeah. All he needed was—
go sleep.
A fuck ton of sleep.
And here I am.
And here you are, revived.
The thing that I forgot about that is most important for us to discuss today is fucking jury duty.
Oh my God, I completely forgot that you can spill all of the jury. Oh, this is gonna be an action-packed podcast.
Do you know what is incredibly infuriating mm-hmm. about jury duty?
What?
The same reason why—
No, you know what it is? It's the peach rings that you bought on day one of jury duty that I have been eating every single day because they're sitting on our kitchen table.
You're welcome.
It's the peach rings. And you know what it is? I opened the bag.
I'm sorry, so I brought back candy for my girlfriend?
You know that those were not for me.
I didn't hide them from you.
No, but I've been leaving them out. They got left out.
You've been doing a bang up job of eating them for you.
I know, because every time I walk by, I'm like, ooh, a peach ring. Ooh, a peach ring.
You have such a weird like snack at all times like thing. You could go for a snack 24/7.
I'm feeling snacky at all times. I could, like, if I'm not overly full, I could be snacking.
You're a snacky girl.
I'm a snacky individual.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
If anyone's ever on trial in the state of California mm-hmm. and is between taking just the judge to decide what happens and the jury, mm-hmm. pick the jury. Pick the fucking jury. 100% of the time. Because to get a conviction, you have to get 12 people to agree on anything.
I learned so much.
And do you have any idea how difficult it is to get 12 people to agree on, hey, what color is that? They're like, not green, right? But like, what is it? It's hard to say. Can we put it like next to 7 different things? No, we actually can't.
Okay. So are you gonna tell
I wasted off? 5 fucking days is what I did.
Yes.
Wasted.
So, okay, but like, spill the tea, spill the drama. Because it was a criminal case.
It was a criminal case.
Exciting.
Yeah, right. It was 2 counts of felony assault and battery, uh-huh. right? So someone had to beat the shit out of somebody and the other person had to endure bodily harm.
Actually injured.
Right, yeah. And I could talk about this now because it's done. I'm irate. This man was guilty. But there was 2 verdicts. Mm-hmm. One was not guilty. Mm-hmm. And the other one was no decision because we couldn't get 12 people to agree. Could we get 11 people to agree on one thing? Yes. Was that 11 guilty? Yes. But the one motherfucker that had the holdout makes the whole thing, hung jury, start over again.
I thought that it was just majority.
No.
That is so crazy.
No.
That is so crazy.
This is not
crazy.
The popular vote.
Yeah, this is not the popular vote. Everyone has to agree. Oh my God.
Guilty or not guilty.
Oh my God.
So long story short, the individual who was blind, but certainly was, I mean, if I ever ran into this, you remember like the show Daredevil?
Yeah.
The blind superhero? We had Daredevil.
Okay, but also we learned that the definition, like the legal definition of blind is not what—
What, you can't sense light in either of your eyes.
Right, you can't sense light in either of your eyes.
Yeah, like so there's no light perception.
Right. So I feel like when I think of blind, I think of just like total darkness.
Well, I think it'd be like if you shut off all the lights in a room, you can still kind of make things out.
Right.
Not really, but kind of. That's blind.
So anyway, Okay, so he was the, that was the defendant?
Correct. The defendant was charged for beating the shit out of this dude who was in the corner drunk, just hitting some scratchers, just drinking by himself. And like, there's something like oddly, like in any other circumstance, the guy with alcohol on him in public, drunk, hitting scratchers in the lottery would not be like considered like the victim here. In this case, he was the victim.
Right. And so there was like a first round of—
first of all, altercation.
Altercation, great word, great word.
Where one was basically flipped over the back of a lottery machine and then choked out. But he didn't really incur any bodily harm, so I was willing to give a not guilty for that.
Okay.
I was like, okay, did he probably use excessive force? Yeah, but the guy didn't really get hurt.
Right.
So maybe charge him with something else, not guilty.
Okay.
Next one, beat the living shit out of him, punched him, flipped him over another stack of chips, picked him up, body slammed him into the ground. His head hit the back of the concrete, and then he had to be taken to the hospital before he was stopped from bleeding out. They had to shove a tube down his throat because he couldn't breathe.
Oh, so he was like fully intubated. And,
oh, yeah, yeah, for like a few days. And then moved over to another location so he could sit there and like regain consciousness and recover so he could like get back on his literal feet.
Jesus Christ. And yeah, I mean, head injuries are no joke.
Yeah, he was bleeding out his skull.
Yeah.
And like, they show every angle of this. And I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's right. That was the craziest part about this is that it's not like a he said, she said. This was like a, had this assault on four different angles of a fucking security camera.
Like, it was as if Michael Bay was like, let's grab every shot. Let's get this shot. Let's get this shot. Right. I mean, it was just four beautiful angles of this entire thing going down. And I was like, what are we all not watching here?
Yeah, right.
It's right there. It's right there.
God.
But like, when you realize like with 12 people doing anything, one of them's going to have a different interpretation or in this specific instance, one I think had a bit of a like a language bias. Barrier here. And a bias.
Oh, interesting.
As far as like what, cause like you would just hear them say things where it was like, well, if you think that, this must be guilty. But it's like, well, you know, was it unreasonable or did he have to use that much force? Definitely not. But you don't know what he was thinking. It's like, great. We don't know what he was thinking.
Right,
but we do know if he used too much force, that yes would mean he's guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
But people are just like, no, but I'm thinking we didn't know what he was thinking. So even though he used too much force, he shouldn't have been guilty.
Right. So he was trying to like stay in this gray area of like,
right. And we're like, listen to what you are saying.
Oh my
God. You
are
saying he used too much force.
That is infuriating.
You are saying that he is guilty of this crime. You're agreeing that he used way too much force regardless of the fact. And like, by the way, this like rag doll of a small man was just like being thrown around and just like literally thrown into the hospital. So we're just like, dude, listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Oh my God.
And of course, you know.
Honestly, that takes a bold individual though to have 11 people being like, telling you that you're wrong and standing like that man must fucking, oh my God.
I just want to know what the guy was paying. That's all. I would love to get on that payroll. Kidding. But like, of course, you know, like the moment the jury like gets like pushed off and sequestered to like go to make this decision. I'm not someone who like sits around and like waits for somebody else to lead. I'll always lead. Mm-hmm. And like, as I was like saying to myself, okay, if no one's going to do this, I'll be the foreman to like whip votes and like get everybody in line. Mm-hmm. Literally half the like this, like, by the way, we've said nothing to each other. Mm-hmm. Half the jury was like, we think you should be the leader.
Like, me? You got big leader energy, babe.
B-L-E. E?
B-L-E.
Any other type of energy?
Just B-L-E.
Any other types?
Oh, B-A-E. Big Aquarius energy, remember?
Ooh, yes. Any others?
Bay. B-L-E.
Yes.
B-H-E, big hair energy.
Okay. And any others come to mind?
B-B-E, big booty energy. Okay. You got kind of a rack back there, shelf.
Thank you. okay. So as the leader of the, you know, group who can get nothing done, I'm just sitting there, you know, as the day expires and I think to myself, so now I have to push back my trip to Miami by 24 hours so that I can come back and also not get anything done.
You know what though? That was probably a blessing in disguise. Had you gone one more night with no sleep as well at like the rate that you were enjoying Miami, you might not have made it home.
True.
Anyway, Continue.
The point is, we successfully got no guilty verdict when we absolutely should have. Crushed me to the point where I was so mad by the end of it. I literally was like, I'm going to stick around and tell this prosecutor what the fuck she did wrong. So that way when she does this again, hopefully she can get another result. We sat and talked for an hour afterwards and I was just
BLE,
like—
BLE, big lawyer energy.
I literally was like, yo, the public defender, that guy, he just, he walked the floor with you because he had better experience.
Right.
And like, it was crazy to me because it was so like, I think you like watch movies and like see like lawyers be over the top and like crazy and just like, oh, that would never happen. Or like, oh, they're just overdoing it. But like, The guy made a small monologue production out of his closing statement. And I'm not kidding. He might as well have just not been present the first 4 days of the trial. But that one closing statement was so on the nose. Like, he became Matthew McConaughey for just long enough to the point where, like, everyone was like, I get it. I get it. That guy's got a good point. She didn't do her job. That guy's great.
I mean, that's what being a lawyer is, though.
Yeah, but he literally was like, he took all the things that she had said that he was going, that she took all the, he took, the public defender, took all the things that the prosecutor said was bad or that like the, they were going to talk about this and that, used it against her and was like, and that's why you shouldn't trust her. You just trust me for the facts. And then like basically laid out a few things that were somewhat true. And I go, you just actually made us not trust her because you're using our sympathy, even though you're describing it and completely distracting it with the facts. She just didn't have a good rebuttal.
That's so rough.
She admitted it was her first felony, like jury trial.
Right. Didn't you? Yeah. Oh yeah, because she was what kind of lawyer before? She was
DUI.
Like a
DUI.
Right.
I liked her. She was very good. She was very sharp. She was very on it. But she wasn't a showman.
I mean, everyone's got to have their first trial, I'm sure, at some point.
That's why I said I was like, you have to go retry this. You have to. Like, but like, I know it's not my decision, but like,
it's
please.
Just so crazy that like 11 out of 12 people said guilty, but then it's, so then it becomes a hung jury, right? Yep.
We all have massive penises.
Well, you're just fucking hung, all of you, even the girls.
Yes.
So hung jury, and that means that, what happens now? It goes to a new jury, right?
Well, they have the option to retry it if they think they should, or they can just cut their loss and move on.
Oh my God. And so this guy might fucking get off.
Yeah. I mean,
Jesus.
Currently, he's getting off.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Super sick criminal justice system. It's not great. Okay. But going off the topic of, I feel like we shouldn't get into this too much because it's every TikTok and YouTube video ever.
Did you see this thing on TikTok?
I saw this thing on TikTok. Ding. Of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Like, this trial has been fucking crazy.
Thank God it didn't. Is there a jury for that though? There's not. That's gotta just be a judge.
It's been so many days of their trial. I have no idea.
Now, for civil, so for criminal, I believe it's unanimous. Mm-hmm. For civil, I think you just decide who has more factual evidence than the other. Oh. Let me check that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like just a majority.
Give me one more fact. I feel like I've learned so much.
Oh, well, I guess 5 of the 6 or 10 of the 12 in civil courts need to have the same verdict. So you like 2 could be on the other side as long as 10 are one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So like just like a super majority.
Oh my God, that's so unanimous. Fucking stupid. It's not that for the criminal side too. Anyway, so the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial has been like it's basically a reality show.
By the way, if it's not already, it will be.
100%. I'm sure someone's writing a script right now because it's insane. And it's like,
the court reporter is writing a script.
Right, exactly.
Shout out court reporters.
Literally, shout out Donna.
Shout out Donna.
Oh my God. Also, I have so many things to say right now. One, we have to do, people have been sending me all these like really shitty and like chewy mugs and tumblers that say I'm a fucking delight.
Wait, what mugs?
Chewy.
What?
Stop it right now. You're kidding me.
Huh?
You know what chewy is?
What?
Oh my God.
Did this happen while I was in court?
No. Chewy's.
I wasn't allowed to use my phone.
Let me get the Urban Dictionary definition of chewy.
Chewy. You just dropped that as if that's something I should know.
It is something that you should know.
Yeah, well.
And you know what? Listen, the word chewy is very controversial because people are obviously cannot agree on literally anything. Chewy, the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school, but no longer in style, used when someone still follows these out-of-date trends.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Abercrombie and Fitch is back.
Okay, fine.
This may include, but not limited to, fashion, habits on social media, uses of slang, etc. My friend told me to change in my favorite pair of Miss Me jeans because they were chewy.
Miss Me jeans.
Another way to describe aesthetics, people, experiences that are basic. It was coined by a now 23-year-old white woman in 2013 while a student at Beverly Hills High School, on whom the irony is apparently lost. According to the New York Times, chewy, pronounced chewy, can be used broadly to describe someone who is out of date or trying too hard.
Well, I don't think I'm chewy, so I'm fine.
Oh my God. Things that are chewy. PT Cruisers, Golden Doodles, Addison Rae, white people, and billionaires.
Well, I think I might be chewy then.
Oh my God. You're like, I would love to be a chewy billionaire?
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay. Also, damn, coming for Addison, that's so mean.
There's only one person there. And yeah, exactly. Was Addison Rae.
Her name is Addison Rae.
Well, whoever wrote that, I don't think you have a song named after you, so.
I'm trying to think of something that would give you like the perfect example, like something that you would know that would resonate with you. That would be Chugi.
I'm aware of what white people, billionaires, and Addison Rae are.
Yeah, but I feel like to me, that's like not Chugi.
Got it. So it's okay. But once again, very circumstantial.
And so people are like, you're Chugi for using the word Chugi. And it's like, it's just a fucking, it's a mess.
I just found out what Chugi is.
It's a total mess.
Okay, but if I'm not trying to be old and out of it, I'm just out of it and old. Am I still Chugi?
No, that's fine, I think. I think it's people who are like, know they're old, trying to be, I don't even know, fuck. Chugi is such a complicated term now. Where was I going with this? Well, we were talking before
I
Chugi.
I can tell you didn't take my Adderall today.
Yeah, no, sure. I didn't. I'm all over the place. Chugi, how do we get to Chugi?
Chugi Woogie Woogle Boy.
Amber Heard, Johnny
yes.
Depp,
yes.
writing a script.
Someone said you Chugi mugs.
No, Chugi mugs, yes. Okay, so I'm a fucking delight.
Yeah.
All of these mugs and tumblers are just so Chugi. Like, it's the font. It's so just like the
Chugi
layout.
Non-ironically.
Yes. So here I was calling something Chugi.
I know,
you know what? That's so fucking Chugi of me. I know. Anyways, I want to make a cute, I'm a fucking delight mug. That's all I have to say. Because there's Chugi ones out there, but I know that I can make a better one.
Fan jerkers are going to love this. I'm sure he has a ceramics hookup.
Oh, well, I know they do already.
Really?
And also, I think that we should do shot glasses.
Okay, that's a great idea.
That say I'm a fucking delight. Because you know what? I'm a fucking delight. Amber fucking Heard.
Amber alert. Amber Heard.
I mean, people, the memes that are coming out. And okay, you know what? It is very tragic that they have to air all of this fucking drama out on the internet. Like, it truly, like, I feel so...
I mean, they didn't have to. They could have just settled it like every other Hollywood couple. But yes, I agree.
Right. It's just, like, a very public, like, defamation case, like, in the public eye. And, like, having to talk about how you shit in your ex's bed out of spite.
I'm sure it was an accident.
I'm sure it was an accident. And then trying to blame the little mini teacup Yorkies. I'm sure it was an accident. But anyway, what I was going to say, though, is that...
Was that what she said?
Yeah. She said it was the dogs. And Johnny Depp is like, I have a mini teacup Yorkie and I've seen the size of its shits. But even more ridiculous is that Amber Heard went up on the fucking, it's not the podium. Is it the podium?
The witness stand.
Went up on the stand.
Do you have any other court questions? I've been there for 4 days.
I know, a pro, a professional. And she literally recited a monologue from a fucking movie.
Love that.
Talk about being an actor. That's really selling.
A thespian.
And then I showed you a questionable TikTok where she might have done a little bit of cocaine while she was up on the stands.
If she did, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
It literally looked like she had a little snack pack of cocaine in her little Kleenex, her little tissue. And here's the thing is that I've cried before. I've had bad allergies. Never have I blown my nose looking like that.
Well, it looked a lot more like an inhale than an exhale. Like a... like, that's not an exhale.
Typically, it's also not an inhale plugging one side.
I've blown my nose plugging one side of my nose before.
Exhale. On the out, right? On the out, not the in.
Well. What?
Anyways, this whole thing is a fucking reality show and it's insane to watch. And TikTok, honestly, I'm split between two, like, so TikTok shows you regular TikToks and then sometimes it flips you over to like a live stream.
Right.
My TikTok goes back and forth between
Pelican live streams,
of which I know that they're fake. I know that.
We don't know that.
Okay, well, there's one eagle that looks like he could have a small GoPro like on his wing showing him in front of mountains.
I just wish it was like the eagle and it was just like powered by Verizon 5G.
But the pelican, the angle they have is of the pelican. It would be like as if the tip of the beak had the GoPro looking at him. I know that that's fake.
It's like someone tied a GoPro on their penis, but then the end of it and like pushed it towards them.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Don't get any ideas, guys.
Also, someone in the last podcast episode said that when we were talking about dick windmills, they were like, it's actually more like a wind turbine. And I was like, that's a great, because you know how they're like kind of like, they're not quite up, they're kind of out because they're on a pole, right?
Right.
The wind turbine, I think, is a little more accurate. So thank you so much to that. Well,
next time I get in the mood to turbine, I'll let you know.
Ew, fucking gross. Oh my God.
Like, we're getting too old to turbine. I'll hurt myself.
Yeah, seriously. I threw my back out this weekend at the dog park.
Ute.
Picking up moose.
Ute. Like, I wasn't even close to out. It
threw my back out. I don't hear it. I sound the same as you.
Sure.
I threw my back out though, picking up Moose, and I was like, here I am creeping up on 30.
And we both died on the couch together. Your physical body ached, my internal body ached.
I would say that it was your physical, mental, internal, spiritual, the whole, all the realms of your body were KO.
Yeah. But I'm back in action now.
You're back in action.
Yeah.
Can we hear the highlights of the Miami trip?
The highlight of the Miami trip was as the social shepherd, as the...
the social, that's good.
That's how I feel about it. Yeah. The social shepherd, the...
You know what? I think that it actually, it what's the word?
That is close.
I'm looking for like a synonym of like, it hinders you. Like I can't remember the word.
We're committed.
It's not befuddles.
I have time. We have another hour.
It's not belittles. Fuck. Let me get on thesaurus.com.
The last two brain cells just clapping together. Trying to fucking make it happen.
Oh, God. Beseeches you. Is that not a word?
Besmirk?
No, that beseeches. Is that a word?
Beseech?
Yeah.
Is a word, yes.
Beseech.
I don't think that's the word you're looking for.
Beseech?
It's got to be honest. All I got to give is We Beseech You, a song in Godspell when I hear that word. That's a good one for six people out there. Comment below if you got that one.
Beseeched to make urgent appeal.
No.
Oh, shit. I don't know what the word is. And I'm going to abandon this now because I don't know what it is.
Zero payoff.
I'm so sorry to leave y'all hanging. I think that it's...
What are you trying to say I'm doing?
What is the fucking word?
Give me the definition.
You're driving me crazy.
Give me the general definition.
Like it hurts you more than it helps you in some scenarios.
B. Hurts me more than it helps. It.
Do you know what word I'm looking for?
No.
People are screaming in the comments right now.
Bewildered?
No. Anyways, I think it hurts you more than it helps you in some situations that you have BLE, big leader energy, because I feel like if you just didn't.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I was like, why do you feel the need to shepherd all these people?
The one girl of the 27 guys we were with, mm-hmm. at one point, it was like night two, I believe, when I was like, just, of course, the 26 guys aren't helping at all. And the one girl there is like, I don't think in Miami, but like, I would love to help if I could, of course, being helpful. Was like, you know, you don't have to like take care of like all these fucking dudes.
I'm That's
like,
what I said.
You're correct. But if I don't, they'll just sit there and shit themselves and not know what to do. Like,
but like,
how am I supposed to walk into a club without someone to help me? It's like, well, I don't know. I do it often. Figure it the fuck out. But they don't have figured it out, so I just do it. Like, I remember like the one time I was like too preoccupied to even just like call the Ubers before we got downstairs. We got down there and we're just like, well, what do we do now? Oh
my God.
It was like, every other fucking time. Why could you guys not do this one fucking... I feel like the mom who has like seven children and like a full-time job. It's just like, all I did was ask for one of you to close the door while I had full hands on the way out, and you couldn't muster up the strength to do that.
I mean, I think there's a large amount of individuals who, as soon as they realize that they don't have to do anything, and they just think that everyone else is going to do it, they just straight up do nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, the problem is I was the conduit to like a lot of work people, a lot of friend people, a lot
That's
of
hard.
Client people. Mm. It was just like, okay, if everyone is here for the most part because I invited them here.
Right. That does kind of put you in the BLE.
Right.
Yeah.
And the problem is I invited people who like, had I not invited them, I wouldn't have worried about them. But like, okay, they were at this part of the evening. Mm. So now I got to figure out how to get the better part of over 20, less than 30 dudes with one girl. Ratio, not great. Into places that are, the entire business model is, how do we create a 50-50 guy to girl ratio. And I'm really fucking with that. So it just becomes more expensive or more difficult or like 19 favors to just do anything.
Right.
But it kind of made it part of the problem, part of the little puzzle to challenge. And, you know, I solved it every night.
I love that for you.
I loved it for the groups that all got to, you know, when like you bring like a bunch of weird people that are all like highly skilled and talented, but like don't know each other to the same room together for the first time. You just go. That's what we did.
That's so good.
It was great.
And it didn't combust.
Oddly enough. No one died. Everyone had a good time. Business was had. Times were had. Drinks were made. It was good.
Sleep was not slept.
No, sleep wasn't slept. But like also Miami doesn't fucking turn off.
Oh my God. I will never take for granted the LA 2 a.m. last call.
I would love a 2:30 last call.
2 a.m. sounds great. You know what? Scoot that shit back to 1:30.
Well, it kind of is the 1:30 last call.
You're right. It is 1:30. It's 2 a.m. Lights come on.
I would like a 2 a.m. last call so that 2:30 be at home.
No, it's okay. 2 a.m. feels great.
Like everywhere else with these 4, 5, 6, noon.
You have to be nocturnal to survive that.
Yes. Or also like you just don't, you know, you have to like not have a day job.
Yeah, that's
it's true. One or the other.
Well, I just like, I can't even imagine people who like live in New York and go out because New York is a super social city.
6 a.m.
And they go until 6 a.m. And then like to have to just flip in time your for Wall Street clock to like that. Cause like imagine you went out Friday, Saturday, and then you've got one day to try and flip your clock back to normal.
If you live in New York and you're going out and you're young, you're not just going out Friday and Saturday. You're going out Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sometimes Sunday as well.
Do you know the most billionaires in the world live in New York?
Yes. Well, per capita.
I watched this whole TikTok that listed off the 10 cities.
But New York, San Francisco.
San Francisco actually went much lower on the list.
Probably now. Hong Kong. London. Tokyo. London.
Shanghai. Tokyo wasn't on there.
Tokyo was on there?
Nope. Tokyo wasn't on there.
Yeah, it's probably so populous.
Moscow.
Got it. I don't know about this week.
But yeah. Yeah, seriously.
When the ruble's nowhere, 6 cents.
Yeah, I forget. It was a lot of China countries.
China countries. I remember we were talking about cities a moment ago.
China cities.
Next topic.
Oh, God damn. We haven't had a sagu in a while. A
sagu?
We haven't had a sagu in a while.
Well, let's sagu on over to the next thing.
Yeah, it's been a while since we had a sagu.
By the way, for everyone who was patiently waiting last week to see if we were accepted by the producer we were interviewing, we were. He'll be starting soon.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Next pod.
When do we announce who it is?
I don't know.
Maybe never.
Maybe never.
Great. He's starting next week. So if the pod sucks next week, don't blame us. And if it's great, give us all the thanks.
I feel like you are still missing so many good stories of Miami. Also, I feel like the first couple nights, especially like the hardcore sausage fest nights, well, where there was 27 dudes, like when I wasn't hearing back from you, like a very insecure girlfriend, right, would be like, this man's going to a club and I'm not there. He's not texting me back. He's not calling me back. I can see his location. He's at a club.
All those things happened.
All those things did happen.
Right.
Right. But if like I was an insecure, jealous girlfriend, like I'd be having a fucking meltdown.
If you were.
If I wasn't.
If you were. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, I was like,
I'm fucking
kidding. Sir, you have it so good. I almost just raged there.
Close one.
If I was an insecure girlfriend and jealous, you know what I mean? Like some boyfriends would just like, they would have hell unleashed on them in Miami by themselves, not responsive.
Whatsoever.
For days. Just dead. Hell, it would just rain absolute hell.
Yeah, no,
But it was just like so comedic that you were just so busy getting 27 dudes into a club that I just like imagined a crazy girlfriend like blowing your shit up and then you being like, I was just mad. Just like,
someone send a hitman, put me out of my misery because it'll happen when I get home anyway. Miami's like a very social city. Anything's possible. But also it's like, not like New York or LA, which is this like bougie door or whatever. It's like, you got to know somebody, but then you do know somebody. It's like not that difficult. But the fact that we were able to get two dozen guys into anywhere.
Yeah, that's shocking.
That's not really possible in New York. That would be the capacity in New York.
I was going to say, that's the capacity of the bar.
LA, there'd just be $160,000.
Right.
Right.
Right. Money can buy your way into anything.
Eventually, yeah. Yeah. Most things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So star-studded, F1.
F1 was great.
What did we see?
Me and Michelle had a good time. Obama.
I let you air that out a little bit so you can drop it. Yeah.
No, it was, and then Sean. Mendez was great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Kai, go.
I don't think that's, I was like, Kai.
Kai.
Okay.
Go. No, so like F1 is just like a, well, fancy NASCAR, but like on steroids, right? I sure I just offended 97 people. Point is.
Can you see, like, because it's a big track, like.
You're about to ask a question that I still have not figured
out. Do you really just see the cars zoom by for like a hot second?
Zing.
Yeah.
So.
That's kind of it, right?
So I was in the paddock. The paddock is the air conditioned, multi TV screens, open bar, open food, have a seat, move around, hang out with people, do all the things, right? Which means you, for the most part, just watch the race on television.
TV.
Which you could do at home.
Right.
And you see the production like it is on television.
Right.
Next to the race, but like.
But Michelle Obama's in the room.
But you're surrounded by, I mean, every A-list, and I mean like A-list celebrity known to man.
Like Logan Paul.
There are very few places you can get Logan Paul, Paris Hilton, Michelle Obama, Kai Ghost, Shawn Mendes, and Lizzo all in one little area.
Right, right.
That's the area. and so it's like this
how
weird-
How much Secret Service do you think Michelle Obama had with her?
Every like 6 feet.
How many do you think there were? And how many do we think are dressed like Secret Service and how many are undercover Secret Service?
So context, Michelle Obama was the same distance that Lauren is from me right now.
Wow.
From us in her little like area to watch. And which is fucking cool. But also like because we were literally like our suite area was connected to hers. We had one of the Secret Service guys just stand in ours the whole time and just like just mean mug anybody that like tried to grab some like eye contact.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, you would like look in their direction and like they would just know that your eyes were there and they were just like
I wonder how Secret Service gets trained.
I would love to not go personally, but see like a small documentary.
A small documentary. Yeah. That sounds like a great documentary.
Because they were just like perceptive. Because also I would even notice that they would even like glance up to see what was going on the screen, this and that. But like in the moment you like look over and like, whether it was you looked at her or you looked at him, eye contact.
He knew.
Sorry.
He knew.
It made me feel as if I was not allowed to legally, safely look in that direction. Like, it was like I should not be looking. Right. If I needed to look past Michelle, I needed to move myself and start looking from another angle. Yeah.
Because it was her angle.
Right.
Yeah, that angle's taken.
Right. Which like is cool enough to the fact that like we were breathing the same humidity filled air, which was cool. Mm-hmm. But also on the flip side of that, it was like, I feel like I can't really be relaxed on this corner over here. And also like, I'm not gonna have any conversations close to that little earshot. Cause like, I feel like they're just listening to me intently. And
Secret Service.
I'll say something stupid.
It's coming for
you. Taken out. If I like two times somebody said something like, you know, oddly, jokingly, and just like, oh, you don't actually mean that. And I was like, let's probably not say that right now, right here at this place. And they're like, oh, good call. Thank you. But it was, you can't prepare your mind for what it's like to do anything with a former first lady. And F1 was no different.
That's so wild. It's so funny how just like such a wide array of famous and rich people like
watching cars go around a circle.
No, but also like the same weekend, Kentucky Derby was there and Jack Harlow and Drake looked like they were having the best fucking time of their lives.
Yes.
They were thriving.
I can't wait till we could go. I have yet to go to the Kentucky Derby.
That's so shocking.
Yeah. Well, fuck. Had we not auditioned for the sing-off, I would have gone.
That's right.
I was very upset about this.
That's right. That's right.
So if I had just gone to the Derby, we would have never met, but I would have gone to the Derby.
Right.
You ever think about that?
Right. Yeah. No, literally everything is one decision away from never happening. I just wiped so much foundation on top of this mic.
Or one decision away from no longer happening.
No longer happening. Right. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
The multiverse. Yeah.
So we're going to-
What if multiple Jeremy showed up in this reality? How exciting.
How exciting.
And we all wanted to date you.
You know what though? I would find, I'd be like, all right, which Jeremy's in the best moon? All right, you're staying with me. The rest of you, fuck off.
Would you have a threesome with two Jeremys?
That feels really overwhelming.
I would fucking kill that guy.
Or like, would you be jealous of you?
I'd either be jealous or like, my guy. And be unbearable.
Yeah. I think so too.
I think the second, the latter for sure.
Yeah.
I think so I'd be pretty immature about that. And hopefully he'd want to be immature with me.
It'd be hard though.
You know, instead I have some like fucking like sophisticated, really deep and
like refined Jeremy. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I think more, wait, no, what? Just more boring.
What did you say?
Rude. like, why is she just like that? Yeah. I don't think I would be ready for that.
I think that would take.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe not. I'm gonna. I don't want to spend too much time here in my brain.
Nice closer. Wait, let's go back to that B word. Anyway, so that was my F1 experience for the most part. The only issue is like getting in and out of Florida 90 degree weathers, multiple weather.
Yep.
Is that like you just sweat your balls off on the way in?
Balls,
creaky balls.
Yeah, creaky balls.
And then once you're there in the air conditioning, you sit there eating your fucking like lobster, just like in like cold sweat, waiting for it to dry.
Ugh.
And the moment it all dries, you just walk on back out. We thought to ourselves, we were like, we need helicopter privileges next year.
I genuinely could not live in Florida. The humidity, I mean, for a multitude of reasons, but the weather alone, the humidity, I remember when we went to Miami and it's like, it's like you're suffocating.
I wouldn't
in
do
humidity.
It for, certainly not for the state tax return, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
No.
Kentucky in a few weekends.
We're going back to my old Kentucky home. Laura's going to the South.
I'm going to the South. I spiraled so hard about what I'm supposed to wear to this Kentucky wedding.
Lauren's like, I don't want to look like a hoe.
Well, no. So on my vlog channel, I did a Kentucky wedding guest dress try on. I had like a few different options. I tried them on and everyone in the comments, there was like one of them that like was basically like just frumpy. It was fine. I know people frumpy. Who watched the vlog might be like, no, it was perfect. And like, thank you. It was frumpy. It was frumpy.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, fuck no, like absolutely not. Like also-
I assure you, some girls in Kentucky will be frumpy.
Right, so I just like don't know how to prepare for this. So anyway, so I had on, I feel like a lot of the LA weddings you've been to, it's like you just wear like a cute short dress. Like not like you're going to the fucking club, but like-
We're not going to a different world, Lauren.
Okay, so people in the comments made me truly believe that we're going to a different world. They said that all the Kentucky elders are going to look at me and stare me down like I'm a hoe.
Who are these Kentucky elders that you think are going to this wedding?
Everyone's got parents.
Okay, are we in that? By the way, Rob's parents love me.
Yeah, but they can still look at me like I'm a hoe. They don't love me yet.
But who matters? First off, Rob's dear mother would never look at any woman and say, hoe.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not even the elders. It's like if all of the other girls that were like
elders,
there's just a span of ages at a wedding. You know what? It's even worse though. It's not the elders. I don't really care what the elders think. It's more like the girls that are our age, half of whom you've probably slept with at some point in college.
I can't confirm or deny, but I at this point
we'll
in time,
just be like in the same room as them, and I don't want to be a frumpy ass bitch.
Okay, but what do you want to be then?
I want to be appropriately hot.
Appropriately hot?
Like, I don't want to be a hoe. Because, like, obviously you can look hot in, like, a short dress. But I don't want to look like I'm, like, trying so hard and then I didn't get the memo on, like, what the dress code is.
But you do want to make it to the point that you made a whole video of people to give you full comments, thoughts, revisions.
And thank fucking God I did, or else I would have been the club hoe.
The clo.
I would have been the clo.
You've been Chloe.
I would have been the clo.
Okay.
So anyway, ordered.
Ordered more?
I returned all five dresses that I had.
Lauren.
All those options.
The one you walked in with?
Oh, no. That one I still have. That's what I'm wearing.
Okay.
So I ordered two more dresses. One of them was too clurby because this was after I read all the comments on the YouTube video. One was too clurby. That one went back. And then another one was a maxi dress. It's just really, really cute and like a great color because I asked the bride what color the bridesmaids are wearing. And so I got that like wedding 101. Like you don't want to fuck that up. And
so you're just going with like a white long dress.
So I'm just like going with a really white lacy mermaid style bottom dress.
Great.
I got a great, really pretty like navy dress and it's long. I looked at the fucking weather. It's going to be a bajillion degrees and 110% humidity.
Yeah. You're going to be sweating your balls off.
So anyway, so then I took my spiraling ass to the tailor.
Okay. Do you even have a tailor?
No.
You just went to a random tailor?
I went to a sweet old lady named Maggie that I found on Yelp that had good reviews who's around the corner.
Okay. I'm sure that's going to go great.
And I really think that I'll probably pay more in alterations than I will for the actual dress. I bought the dress for $30 on Amazon.
Amazon?
Yes. You have no idea the cute clothes you can get on Amazon now.
Okay.
You have no idea.
Great.
Steve Madden sells all their shoes through Amazon now.
Love Steve Madden.
Love Steve Madden shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wolf of Wall Street moment.
Yeah, the Wolf of Wall Street moment.
You don't remember that part.
Wait, you know I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Great.
So anyways, sweet lady Maggie is,
currently probably fucking up your dress cause it's got three threads that holds the guy together.
Yes.
Great. 100%. Well, I can't wait to see how that all turns out. Do you have enough time for when that's fucked up to get another option?
Well, I have.
Wool. Wool.
I have one kind of clubby dress, but it's an okay option. In the event, but realistically, I could probably order that same dress off Amazon and get it within 24 hours. And I could probably try one more time.
Maggie's Neighbor.
Maggie's Neighbor.
I'll go back to Maggie. Like, great
like,
first attempt.
Realistically, like it's like people are going to be drunk by the time we get to this, like the actual reception. So I probably could hem it myself and no one would notice.
Yeah, we're going to go into the land of functioning alcoholics. You're going to love it. Bourbon, yeah. Basketball, Jesus, Kentucky.
Kentucky. Can white.
Can't.
Should we?
There she is.
But yeah, so I had a whole spiral today, and so I have to go back tomorrow because she's very particular about the way it's going to be altered, and so she wants to do the top half before we can do the bottom half. The lengths are chopping a lot of length off.
I can already tell Maggie's on it.
Oh, no, I trust her. She's got like so many photos of her grandkids on the wall. Like, I trust this lady with, I would let her tailor the most expensive things in the closet.
And real quick, see, okay. The most expensive things in your closet are not
that expensive.
Yeah, you're big on economical fashion. And so you think that her posting pictures of her grandchildren in physical form on the front makes her a good seamstress?
She just feels like the real deal.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
She feels like the real deal.
Yes. How many grandchildren do we have? 5, 10?
Like, I would say I didn't really look that hard because I feel like that'd be weird, but it was like probably 3 to 6.
I do think that the more grandchildren you have, the more experience you have with like a thread and needle.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Like, so, you'll probably have a part-time job doing seamstress work after 19 grandchildren.
I am not that bad at sewing, but I hate sewing.
You do tend to complain every time there's a thread needle. Like, for being Lord DIY.
Yeah.
Thread and needle's not your favorite thing.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's really not.
I get that I don't get it.
It's really not. It's really, really not.
Okay.
So anyways, that's happening and I'm excited.
I'm excited for you to go to Kentucky.
Well, we have a full day of like no plans. What are we going to do?
Well, school's out. So the campus is dead. So that's exciting. Wait. But I mean like the traffic's not going to be there and shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, so what are we going to do? What are you going to, 24 hours in Kentucky. What are we going to do?
Probably hang out with friends.
Okay, I mean,
and like do things.
Yeah, do what? I'm so excited.
Ride horses.
Like, do we go? Like, yeah, like, do we? Are there horses involved? Like,
could be.
Do we drink like bourbon on a horse? Wait, are horse drawn carriages a thing in Kentucky?
I think horse drawn carriages are pretty much anywhere horses are, but like, I don't think I don't remember riding a horse drawn carriage while I was there.
First for everything.
To be fair, I actually don't remember even riding a horse while I was there.
Have you been on a horse?
Yeah.
I haven't been on a horse before.
Ever?
No.
You've never been on a horse?
No.
Oh.
I've been on like a pony.
I remember my horse was in the ocean in some island somewhere and just took a massive shit.
Were you on the horse while it shit?
Yes. Like, ah, it does that sometimes.
What a nice experience.
I was like, oh, great. Thank you.
You got to go and you got to go.
Yeah. It didn't make it into its Yelp review. I gave him a flying collar.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's not his fault. He had to poop.
Had to go.
Had to poop.
I don't think he's supposed to do it in the ocean, but yeah.
You know, people sometimes do that.
Poop in the ocean?
I'm not kidding. Actually, this was in Miami. I was in Miami at this like really nice, quiet beach. And I'm not kidding. I was like staying in the water and all of a sudden a huge fucking turd just floats by.
We've got to have more to talk about.
And like when I tell you there is me.
Then you're not doubling down on the story.
What do you mean? When there was only 4 to 5 people on this beach. Cause it was like, I don't know. It was Thanksgiving weekend. So I don't know why there weren't more people at this beach, but it was this like beautiful.
Maybe they know something you don't know. It's like, this is the beach. The turds just float up to. Oh, disgusting.
And it was just a fucking turd just went floating by.
Next topic. Moving on. We got to go. Next topic. My God.
It was disgusting. A vivid memory from Miami though. My TikTok for you page right now is, it's been particularly slapping. Particularly good.
China's been like, we get her.
Yeah.
We got this.
So one, I'm on B-Talk.
Okay.
I'm on B-Talk right now. And it is so, I was telling you, but I feel like you may have fallen asleep during B-Talk. So don't worry. I'll tell you the story again.
I was actually very conscious before I remember the whole thing. When the queen leaves, they all leave. If it's over here, if they move to
B-Talk.
Yeah, no, I was very conscious. God. So don't feel like you need to like explain the whole thing.
B-Talk is crazy. So there's this couple who are husband and wife, which is like the cutest thing ever for them to be just like on a B account together making B content. Uh-huh. And it's
they're just thrilled that finally someone wants to watch what they have to talk about.
I'm obsessed with B Talk and I can't wait. Like, I feel like I should be saying B Talk near my phone. Bees, bees, bees,
real quick,
queen, hive, honey.
Are you afraid of bees?
I feel like people freak the fuck out when like a bee goes by them. I'm like, not like, hey, sting me, but I'm like, not, I don't know.
I remember when I was on the phone one time, we were in San Diego and it was next to Crypto Craig and like a bee shred's like,
oh yeah.
He goes, God, I'm so afraid of bees. And I'm not kidding. I was on the phone. I just slapped the bee. like, you know, like, and it just goes right at his face. He's like, what the fuck is that? Sorry, buddy.
No, some people are really scared of bees. I would say like-
I'm not thrilled with them.
I'm not thrilled with them.
I'm excited to see one.
Right, exactly.
I feel
very neutral about
bees. So they're not going to say, no, we made enough. Pull up an extra seat.
Right.
But like, I'm not going to run away from it.
Yeah.
Now like a buzzing hornet, I'm going to sprint.
A buzzing hornet? I thought, hang on a second. Bee talk obviously has not taught me enough. Are hornets and bees different? Because there's like a honeybee.
Oh, no. I'm talking about hornets, like the black one that's like.
That's got like the big butt, like, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the
term. Is that different than a wasp?
Yeah. Wasp are like long boys.
Oh my God. Hang
Let's
on.
Look up hornets. Look
yeah.
Up
hornets, wasp, and honey. No, wait. Honeybee is the nice one. Wasp versus hornets. We are just providing all of the education today.
Right, today's well,
oh my God. And a yellow jacket. Oh my God. Okay. Here we go.
Look up black hornet. Wait, no.
Oh my God. Quick guide to the big three.
Black wasp.
Oh my God. I have been. Oh my God.
Bald faced hornet.
A bald faced hornet. Not a bee. Yellow jacket. Not a bee.
Paper wasp.
Not a bee.
Hornet.
Not a bee.
Yeah.
The only thing that's an actual bee is a bumblebee and a honeybee. The rest are not bees.
So you've got So you've got the bald faced hornet and then the Charlotte hornets. Keep going.
I've got the umbrella wasp, the bumblebee, the bald faced hornet, the yellow jacket.
The umbrella wasp. Okay.
Orangish brown, long legs and wings, threaded waist. The bumblebees are so cute because they're fuzzy.
They sting you, then they die.
No,
right?
No. Bumblebees don't sting.
At all?
No, I don't think
so. They
don't
have a stinger?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Let me see. Do bumblebees have stingers?
Are they the fuzzy ones?
Yeah, they're the fuzzy ones. Do bumblebees sting? Oh. Bumblebees rarely sting. The chance of being stung by a bumblebee can be reduced by avoiding and provoking them or making them aggressive. First of all, it's important to be calm when working with bumblebees.
Isn't that the same thing they just say with like grizzly bears?
Yeah.
Like, just don't provoke
it. The bumblebee is any of 250 species in the genus Bumbus.
Oh, if you were in a sorority, it'd be the genus Bumbus for sure.
Anyways, I'm a fucking bee talk. And when someone has like
this
a
story,
massive-
by the way, is nowhere near long enough. Keep going.
No, it's not. So when someone has like a giant nest or hive or whatever at their house, and this has happened to me one time in our attic. There used to be an attic off of my closet in my bedroom. So it was bedroom to closet to attic, all on the same level. Like, it's not one of those like creepy ones where you have to like climb up like the ladder that pulls down from the ceiling. It was just like a like bedroom, room. And we had a big ass honeycomb in the like air vent in the top of like the closet. And it was a whole thing. We had to have bee people. They could have made a talk about it. They could have been on bee talk.
Today
this opportunity.
Done it, yeah.
Yeah, today they would have been on bee talk for sure. So anyways, it's people who have these massive fucking hives where they'll like pull open like the side of a floor or like a house and they'll just be like 10 feet of fucking bees and combs. And then
all they have to do is just grab the queen.
Literally all they have to do is fucking grab the queen. They grab the queen.
Are there ever two queens?
I don't
know. Like co-queens?
I don't think so. That seems like.
Like what do bees do in West Hollywood?
Oh.
That's a thinker. Yeah.
That is a thinker.
Yeah.
So they get the queen and then they put the queen like outside of the nest, the hive or whatever. And then all of her little fucking little peons
minion
bees just go and follow her anywhere she goes. So then they basically like leave the hive itself to go follow their queen literally. And then they just like take the honeycomb and relocate them somewhere safer.
I love that.
Save the bees. I can save the bees.
Listen, as long as bees are not actively stinging me, I want them alive.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Spiders, dead. All of them.
I'm also
dead.
On grass talk. It's actually called anti-grass talk, where there's like this whole movement now where people think that grass is actually, or I guess it's not that they think. They're of the opinion that just like fertilized grass that like looks really nice is actually really bad for the world. And
I don't
so,
think it's great for the world. That's for sure.
It's definitely not the pesticides and shit.
I mean, by the way, like talk about like an archaic thing that we've just kind of kept going.
Totally. And so they are advocating for just like, you know, when you drive by a house that has a really unkept lawn where there's like massive like.
Is it unkept or unkempt?
Oh, there might be an M in there.
Because I struggle with this.
Me too.
I believe it's unkempt.
Let's find out. Hmm.
Because I believe like if you have like a ratty appearance, it's unkempt.
Unkempt? Oh, fuck, you're right. Unkempt. Having an untidy or disheveled appearance. Mm. They were unwashed and unkempt.
Unkempt lawn. Got it.
That's fucking stupid.
So when I showed up and met you, your lawn.
Unkempt? should be a word.
I think it is a word.
Let me see.
I just think it's the word you were looking for. And this is going to be another one. People are going to be like, you keep correcting him.
Well,
unkept,
not honored or fulfilled. That does make sense. So you did not keep unkempt.
Got it.
Unkept. Fuck. Okay.
Unkempties.
So the lawn people on Lawn Talk are basically saying that
I'm going to start walking to people and be like, what a kempt lawn you have.
Like, oh my God.
It's so kempt.
Thank you so much. They basically are advocating for like unkempt lawns with like weeds and dandelions and all that stuff are actually better for the environment or whatever.
Probably.
Yeah. So that's what people are advocating for.
Should we start? Just cut the water. Just let it roll.
Yeah. Just let it roll.
I would love to put fake grass in our lawn, but you are behemothly against it.
Wow. We are struggling today. Just eating words.
Listen, I had 6 brain cells after Miami. I'm up to 8. Now I'm back to 4.
That's tough.
I would be down for the fake stuff, but you don't like that.
I don't like the fake stuff. Moose takes one pee and then it's
when the world
stinky.
Dies, your fault.
I feel like fake grass is definitely worse than real grass, right?
For the environment? Walk us through that.
Oh God. You know what? I'm going to leave this to the grass talk people.
Listen, after bee talk and grass talk, hit us with the trifecta. What else is on your TikTok page?
Oh my God. Well, so here is the trifecta. This actively made me cry today.
And by the way, we will be ending on this. So just wait for me to rip the fucking the headphones off like I usually do. Go ahead. And before we even hit there, Latvia, it was a pleasure. Keep going.
This made me cry today. It was like a happy cry. Also, if you're wondering if I am up here, the answer is yes. So oh my God, I'm going to cry just thinking about it. When police dogs retire.
Oh my fucking God.
I'm going to cry just thinking about it. When they retire, which usually just means that they have an amazing life. A lot of times they get to retire with like their like police owner that they were partners with forever. They usually just like get to retire with like that officer because they obviously have like an unbroken bond that cannot be separated.
A kempt bond.
A kempt bond. And when they retire, there's just like a bunch of them. And then on the little like radio, they'll be like, thank you, K9, whatever, 47 for your service. And then everyone claps and then they give him a ball. And it's so nice. And you can just tell that shepherds don't live that long and they're old. You can tell that he's had such a good life and he was so happy being a police dog. Active twos rolling down my face.
Good night, Tillys.